ABC Radio Australia.
Presidents of three Pacific nations are gearing up for what will be an historic meeting with the President of the United States, Donald Trump, in coming hours. It's the first time that the leaders of Palau, Marshall Islands and the Federated States of Micronesia will meet at the White House together. They're expected to talk about the US's expanding military presence in the Pacific, which some experts believe will then be used by Pacific leaders to bargain for other assistance such as healthcare and also education. Priyanka Srinivasan's been following the story for us and joins me now. So Priyanka, what can we expect from this meeting?
Well, Catherine, it's expected US military involvement in the Pacific will be high on the agenda. In fact, according to the official White House statement, the four leaders will discuss close security ties between the US and these Pacific nations. Now, this comes as the US looks to boost its military presence in the Pacific, with Washington recently announcing they will relocate around 5,000 troops to their base in Guam. It already has troops there, but this is a significant increase. And it also comes just weeks after US troops conducted the first military exercise in Palau in almost 37 years.
Now, Priyanka, of course, this is all coming under that backdrop of China's increasing influence in the wider Pacific region. Is that also expected to be on the agenda of today's talks?
Yes, Catherine. In fact, Palau President Tommy Remengesau Jr. made this point in a recent op-ed that he wrote, where he calls Palau, the Marshall Islands and FSM natural allies with the Pentagon's strategy to counter Chinese expansionism in the Pacific. And the fact that these countries were chosen also tells us something. They all have a compact of free association with the United States. Now, this is a special agreement that allows the U.S. some control over these countries' defense and foreign affairs. And in return, they receive financial, health, and educational assistance, among other things. Now, this agreement is set to expire in 2023 for the Marshall Islands and FSM, and 1 year later in 2024 for Palau. So it's expected that these three countries will be looking to extend this agreement at tonight's meeting. Now, Dr. Sylvia Frain is an expert in peace and conflict studies in the Pacific, and she spoke to me earlier about this meeting.
The security aspect of this meeting, of course, is going to be front and center, considering the Pacific pivot, so further militarization of U.S.-affiliated Pacific territories. But if that is just one aspect of Compact of Free Association, so yes, that's what the United States is most interested in, because it does benefit the continental United States the most to have military control over these aspects. But there is other elements within the Pact of Free Association that include healthcare and education. So it is my hope that the military aspect is what is getting the leaders to the White House, but then that they will be able to discuss some of the other issues.
So that's Dr. Sylvia Frain there talking about what she expects from today's White House meeting. And announcement for today's meeting also coincided with a report by Washington Center for Strategic and International Studies that called for a strategic deepening of ties between Pacific countries and the United States.
Now, one issue I wonder if they will be bringing up is the issue of climate change, because, of course, these countries have been very outspoken on the global stage on that. But President Trump has, in fact, been criticised for his stance on climate change. Is it likely to factor in these talks?
Yes, indeed, Catherine. The issue of climate change may be a sticking point between the leaders of these three Pacific nations and President Donald Trump. Now, as you said, President Trump has been sharply criticised for scaling back action on climate change. He famously withdrew from the UN's Paris Climate Accord in 2017. Now, that would have established a target for the US to reduce its global warming. And in fact, one of his critics at the time was Marshall Islands President Hilda Heine. She said she was disappointed with Trump's decision to pull out of the Paris Agreement in a BBC interview shortly after that announcement was made.
We're highly concerning for those of us that live on the front line of climate change. The decision by Trump, or President Trump, is quite disappointing and brings sadness to people from the Marshall Islands and countries like the Marshall Islands.
Now, that's Marshall Islands President Hilda Heine there on Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement. So we will see whether the leaders of these three Pacific countries who have been vocal on the issue of climate change will bring this up when they meet with President Trump later today.
All right. Thanks for that update, Priyanka Srinivasan. And we will bring you the latest in our edition of Pacific Beach tomorrow morning after that meeting happens tonight in the US.